as it was, so it shall be. And as Marilyn whispered to me, there are no mistakes in dancing. There are not.
There was a question in there.
There was a question. There are no mistakes. We were short one dancer. I let Joy off the hook. Okay. That's okay. I understand. So I want to thank you for that. If you'll join me now in a moment of prayer. Loving, living Spirit of life, growth, change, and wisdom. Always moving, ever evolving. Enter into us, rejoice through us, dance through our lives, revealing yourself in our steps. Help us to be fresh and flexible and open to receiving all the many wonders and gifts and the things that we may only partly perceive and yet receive in mystery. Help us not to seek to avoid challenges by trying to go around them or trying to go back, returning to old ways, but to see them as all things in their season. And help us to move through them, dance through them, learning new steps forward by your inspiration. And grant us an awareness of your presence then as now, moving in us, around us, and through us. In your many holy names we pray. Amen. What time is it?
Now.
It is now. It is now. Someone once said they had a watch and it was now on it. And the watch is never wrong. Time, like gravity, is one of those elementals basic and essential to our lives. We cannot see it, but we can see its effects. We can't see it, but we can feel it. We can feel its passage. It cannot be denied that it exists. And yet, it refuses to reveal the mystery of its existence. And it defies explanations regarding its nature. But we know it is here, and we are moving through it, or it is moving through us. And we often mark the passage of time by events in our lives, by things happening. What's happening? Sometimes when people ask me what's happening, I respond with everything all at once. Now, I'm not sure exactly where I got that, but I think it has something to do with the old quote, one that has been misattributed to numerous high and lofty physicists down through the ages, and even posted as restroom graffiti, which is the original Twitter. But likely it comes from a 1919 science fiction story called The Girl in the Golden Atom by Ray Cummings. When one character asks another to describe time, their response was, "Time is nature's way of keeping everything from happening all at once." I think my turn of phrase is my way of saying that time has collapsed on top of me, and there is no time for anything because everything is already happening. But there is time for change. Change happens, the weather changes. Politics change, perspectives change, governments change, our peaceful places change, churches change, new people come, familiar faces go away. Change happens. It is a part of life, and some would suggest that change is life. But rather than that, I would suggest that whether fretful or nervous sometimes, which is me, and maybe some other people here, or calm and open to possibility. How we handle change is how we experience life. How we handle change is how we experience life, how we experience things that come in their season. Goodness, we would like to think that we have control of things, that everything is under control, and preferably under our control. But the fact is, most of life is fully out of our control. The only thing that we have control over is ourselves. The way we see things, the way we believe, the way we perceive things. These are the things over which we have control. And believe it or not, our perspective, how we see something, can change everything for us. I think recognizing that which we can change, which is ourselves and our perspective, and letting go of all of that which we cannot change, which is pretty much everything else, it's the first step in transformation and growth, and using the change in our lives as a catalyst for our own personal transformation. In other words, it's not so much what happens to us, but what we do with what happens to us that matters. And that requires transformation, change, change within us in response to change around us. We live in uncertain times. Yet humanity has always lived in uncertain times. It took me a long time to figure that out. And it took me a long time to figure out that this passage from Ecclesiastes is not an instruction. It's not a prescription. It's not permission or an excuse for bad behavior. But rather, it is a warning. It's a caution. It is a caution about life and a spark of hope. There is a time for every purpose under heaven. These things will happen. They will happen around us. They will happen to us. And we are living witness, for most of us have experienced some of these seasons. Nearly all of us have experienced most of them, and some of us have experienced all of them. By grace of God, we are a living testament to the resilience of our own humanity. Honestly, some of my worst days have evolved into some of the greatest adventures in life. Turn, turn, turn. Yes, I know. Right in the thick of things, in the middle of stuff happening, we wish nothing ever changed. Like here this past Friday, when air conditioning pipes clogged and water was suddenly everywhere it wasn't supposed to be. Water dripping from upstairs to downstairs. Thank goodness Sandy discovered it. Right in the thick of things, we wish nothing ever changed. But then we wouldn't have encountered the kindness of a condominium maintenance technician who went over and above and beyond his duty to help repair the problem, despite my best efforts to try and control the matter. If I work at it, some of my most unexpected moments can leave me better for the happening, not bitter. Still, I know right in the thick of things, when unexpected events take place and everything is happening all at once, we wish nothing ever changed. Can you feel me? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But nowhere in Ecclesiastes, now, nowhere anywhere I can find does it ever say that there is a time for things to remain the same and never change. It's not there. And would we really want to exist in such a place? A place where nothing ever happens, nothing changes, everything remains the same, and change is inconceivable. Maybe some among us would regard that as heaven. And maybe it is. You've heard me quote a song from the Talking Heads that supposes just such a thing. Quote, everyone is trying to get to the bar. The name of the bar? The bar is called Heaven. The band in Heaven plays my favorite song. They play it once again. They play it once more. They play it all night long. Heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. Turn, turn, turn. Things happen here. Things happen here. In our emergent liturgical dance group, that's y'all, someone mentioned during the turning the whirling dervishes. Now, the dervishes are from the mystic Sufi tradition. And to see them whirl is a very moving experience. Heather and I actually saw them whirl in the synagogue of the Washington Hebrew Congregation. believed to be the first time in history dervishes have ever whirled in a synagogue. Pardon? Absolutely. We sat there and I watched them whirl in the Hebrew congregation where we had individuals who were Muslims and Jews and Christians. And I told Heather, all of Abraham's children are dancing tonight. Would that we could do that more often. But it was many years ago and it was a different time and it was a different atmosphere. But for the dervishes, their whirls, their turns, their dance speaks of life and it speaks of death. There is a time for life and there is a time to die. Their flowing garment that they wear is symbolic of a burial shroud. The hat on their head represents a tombstone. Their head is tilted, turned inward, gazing into their own heart. One hand is extended upward to receive, the other extended down and open to give. And they begin to turn slowly at first, then finding their rhythm faster in a meditative whirl. And it comes from a passage of scripture in their holy book. Everywhere you turn, there is the face of God. Everywhere you turn, there is the face of God. Turn, turn, turn. Does your dance of life speak so clearly? Does the Spirit of God sing in your soul and move through you, dancing through the soles of your feet with each step you take? How many times do we walk away from a journey or an adventure, run from it, turn from it, because we think we have already arrived at a safe place? How often do we value what we consider to be our own sense of security, safety, and comfort? Over and above a life lived more abundantly, a life lived in love and in service to our fellow human beings. How many times do we turn away from a singular moment that might change our lives? What might it look like? It might look like a kidney transplant or a move of thousands of miles across the country. But no adventure comes without risk. Sometimes pain, sometimes weeping, and sometimes mourning. We want change, growth, and transformation, but we don't want to pay for it. We don't want to pay for anything sometimes. We want to grow, but without the loss that so often precedes growth. We want to change, but we want everything around us to stay the same. We want transformation, but we don't want the pain and the brokenness that so often precedes a transformative experience. And having moved through many transformative experiences, I can promise you, there is pain, there is brokenness, and there is death. Sometimes the death of the relationships that we treasure the most. We want life without the death, but it doesn't happen that way, and that's not a part of the deal. And that's the message of Ecclesiastes today. There is a season for everything under heaven. No guarantees come with life, nor do answers, quick fixes, or even reasons. Life itself is a risk, and life itself is a fatal condition. For each one of us, it's terminal. Or as the prophet Jim Morrison said, no one here gets out alive. And here, right here, here is where things happen. Stuff happens here. Turn, turn, turn. Some of our greatest moments in history have been preceded by times of the greatest uncertainty. And some of the greatest adventures in life may happen to us in the moments that we face that seem the most uncertain. Turn, turn, turn. There is a time for that. When you feel the desire to control the environment around you, check your own anxiety levels. As Heather would tell me. Turn, turn, turn. When horrific things happen to us, when faced with tears, hurts, hates, and hostilities, we are challenged during such times not to allow what has happened to us to become us, to define us, who we are. Turn, turn, turn. It's been said that tourists pass through places, but pilgrims let places pass through them, allowing their heart and minds to be moved by the surroundings that move around them and changed inside by what changes outside. And I think the same is true of dance, and the same is true of life. Think about how you move through things, how you turn around, and how you turn things around, and where you find the face of God. Turn, turn, turn. And finally, are you ready for a wild and exciting ride through life? Because indeed, I promise you, there is a time for that. Turn, turn, turn. So may it be, and so it is.